This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. 14 years ago, Mexican citizen Jose Medellin brutally raped and murdered two teenage girls. Medellin admitted to those crimes and has been on death row in Texas ever since. The Mexican government, though, says Medellin's rights were violated and the International Court of Justice agreed. Tomorrow, the Supreme Court hears arguments over whether Texas has to follow that international ruling. And for a preview of the arguments, we're joined now by Slate.com's legal analyst and Day to Day regular, Dahlia Lithwick. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi, Madeline.
So this is a particularly brutal crime that he admitted to.
That's right. Medellin, and he admitted to it. He confessed at the time to have raped two young girls. Jennifer Ertman was 14, Elizabeth Pena, 16. They were sodomized, strangled with their own shoelaces. He took the Goofy watch off one of the girls as his own personal trophy. I don't think anybody disputes that this is a despicable act.
And what is Mexico's claim here?
Well, they claim that Medellin was a citizen of Mexico. He is. They sued in the International Court of Justice, which is the judicial branch of the UN, claiming that the U.S. had violated the Vienna Convention, which requires that citizens of all the signatory states be given right to notify their consulate. And he was not given that right. Mexico, as you know, opposes the death penalty. And so they sued on behalf of Medellin and 50 others who are on death row in the United States. And the ICJ agreed in 2004. They ordered the United States to, quote, review and reconsider all of these death sentences.
Now, an interesting twist to this story is that President Bush, who is a supporter of the death penalty, and he certainly was as Texas governor, is now supporting or in favor of the ICJ ruling in this case. Why is that?
That's right. The same President Bush who signed 152 death warrants when he was governor of Texas turned around and told the state of Texas in 2005 that they had to go ahead and comply with the ruling of the ICJ. It set up this enormous question about states' rights versus the executive branch, about the president's powers as opposed to Congress and the courts. But he did, in fact, say this is a part of his executive power to direct foreign policy and that he's trying to sort of give the United States credibility in the world.
So is he saying that if Texas ignores this ruling from the international court, that it'll damage the United States internationally?
Certainly will damage the United States internationally, damage his ability to conduct foreign policy, and hurt Americans abroad who commit crimes and are not given reciprocal treatment under the Vienna Convention.
So there are 50 other Mexican nationals, as you say, on death row right now. Would this Supreme Court ruling affect them or just Medellin?
A broad ruling will certainly affect all of them, Madeline. More interestingly, it will affect the hundreds and hundreds of Americans, as I said, who have possibly committed crimes abroad. And it even more profoundly goes to the heart of these very, very tough questions that the court needs to answer about the balance of executive power versus states' power, executive power versus the Congress and the courts, and very, very fundamental questions about really the breadth and scope of the president's power.
That's Dahlia Lithwick of Slate.com. Thanks, Dahlia.
My pleasure, Madeline.